What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the stream, YouTube, 106.7 The Fan. Plus, nowadays, you can listen to us really anywhere. Any of the podcasts you can get on Spotify, Apple Pods. The Odyssey app's always up and rocking, but you can also listen, iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you want. We're there, man. I want to let folks weigh in on the Willits pick, 800-636-1067. I recognize that there is a school of thought out there that this was the best player. This wasn't about money. They think he's got the highest ceiling, okay. Right? And generally, when you take – I mean, I feel like all drafts are – crapshoots, and the baseball is more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's really hard to give this organization the benefit of the doubt, especially 1 week after firing their manager and their general manager. Mm. That whether it was like, let's say they looked at all the prospects, Holiday did fall to 4, so there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they looked at these prospects and they're like, all right, well, this dude is further away and not rep by Boris, and this dude is closer and rep by Boris, which means the service clock is just going to start that much faster, and he's going to get to free agency. Jeff, answer these phones. Mm-hmm. Then I find it impossible to believe that wasn't a factor.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe lots of organizations that would be the case. I recognize that. But, like, I don't know. I'm in a worse place with Nats ownership than others. I find it very hard to give them the benefit of the doubt right now. Miles is in D.C. All right, Miles, what do you make of the Willits pick?
Look, guys, I'm going to tell you like this. I work for a cheap company. I'm a program manager. They're doing it like we do everything. We underbid. We get the cheapest people in that place so we can make some money for the year. I'm a program manager. That's the job. That's what it seems like to me that the Nationals are doing. They're trying to get paid, keep butts in seats, but they're doing it on the cheap, as cheaply as possible. That's my opinion.
All right.
Now, the kid might still be a star.
Yeah, he might be. But I was told yesterday. Somebody told me something about the Nationals had some higher revenue or something than the Dodgers and some other people. I'm like, where? Never heard of that. And if they are, it's because they're not spending any money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'm sure I can't be the only one who, you know, when the Nats made a pick that was kind of against the consensus, you know, I'm sure that there are people out there who thought this guy was a fantastic prospect, but the consensus was that there were other players that were better. I'm sure I'm not the only one that kind of got Ron Rivera vibes. Like, trust us, we know what we're doing here. When, you know, you haven't earned it yet. You haven't earned that trust.
Totally. I think that's fair. Willits is a great prospect, undeniably. But when you're watching the draft and all these draft dudes, all these hardcore baseball guys are like, what? You know, like, all right, you can tell me that you heard. And I think folks that are close to the Nationals are now going to rally around the, this is our guy. It was our guy all along.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, I mean, one, you kind of hear that about every draft pick ever, right? Like, yeah. There's never an organization that's like, nah, man, we wanted the other guy. We're screwed. I thought Brendan Dar, who we all used to work with, had a tweet last night. He said, I know zero about baseball and less than zero about high school prospects, but it does seem striking that literally everyone outside of D.C. hates the pick or is wildly confused by it. Like, to me, the initial reaction by the baseball world and the guys doing the draft show last night was the truth. And then 10 minutes in or whatever, it's like, all right, we can't kill this kid. He's a good player.
They changed it up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't it feel like that?
It was exactly that. You know, I sat there and watched it, you know, and let's be honest, first time I watched that much baseball draft in my life. Last night was the most I've ever watched combined with all of them, all the other ones I've ever watched in my life.
Me too.
So when I noticed that it's just a commissioner just walk up, say a name, and go back, and walk up, say a name, and go back, and it's not like the pageantry of like the rest of the leagues, I'm like, hell with this. It wasn't interesting to me, but I wanted to see last night what was going to happen.
Now, I have gotten this a bunch that it's not about being cheap. It's about being able to allocate your allotment of cash for the draft in different ways, right? That this allows them to pay more for the second rounder. And I also acknowledge...
Should you want to pay more for the first rounder because that's the player you expect to get the most out of?
That to me, dude, especially at 1-1, nah. If you had the 10th overall pick and you have a strategy that you're going to try to build lots of things, okay. But like, just to assume they did it right to build out the rest of this class just seems somewhere between naive and incredibly optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
My dude Wolfgang Klan just tweeted me. I listen to B. Mitch and Finley every day, but JP, you guys have to do a better job understanding how this draft works. It's about maximizing talent. I understand that there's a big pot of money that has to be spread out. But, like, how do you sit there and think this is the way it's supposed to operate when they just fired the GM last week? Mm-hmm. They fired the GM. 1 week later, they make a pick that everyone involved on a national level is like, whoa. But we're wrong, B.
Yeah. Now, listen, man. I understand those people that are baseball lifers or people who think they're baseball lifers like to always tell you, like, you're on the outside looking in. But I know one thing. When the people that are on that desk last night, they were near shocked. I'm shocked. And there's not a person out here could tell me that you already had known this kid's name and he was going to be number one before he was number one.
I think there are people saying that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, recency bias or, you know, after the fact people, you know, you could do all kinds of things you want. But I'd be damned if we would have put a little thing out there yesterday and asked you you always put them out there on
like the Twitter polls.
Yeah, put a poll out there. You wouldn't have said Willits. None of you that's trying to make it seem like it's real today. And as we stated, we would love for the kid to be spectacular. But it's like they tried to do something different because I believe when they made the comment, they said Rizzo probably would have been going with Holiday. They wanted to go opposite of what Rizzo would have done. Well, you better make sure you get some different results, too.
Listen, we're going to talk to plenty of baseball people. Peter Flaherty is going to join us at 11, who's an MLB draft expert. We can ask him these questions. I am open to an honest discussion that this really is just their guy, and it's how it worked out. I hope that's the case. Color me skeptical of the organization with how they've been running.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a winning season since they won the World Series. They've torn down their payroll dramatically. There's significant discussion that they might be trading away one of their assets within the next week of the trade.
Based off the speculation that those guys on the desk were saying, we're not sure if that kid Willits would be here later on. You know, if you kept hearing them talk about how teams will draft guys to position themselves to be able to move those guys. So we don't know if that's going. He's going to be here in the long run.
White Brian, you're a baseball guy. I assume you were watching last night. We were all texting about it. What was your reaction when Willits is the guy?
They seem like they need pitching and they need it quickly, so Cade Anderson made a lot of sense.
Right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then it was like this discussion was, Cade Anderson's not a real one, right? Like, he's not a true ace. Mm-hmm. But all everybody wants to do is compare him to Max Fried, who's pretty damn good. And yep. Like, okay, Cade Anderson might not be a real ace, but at the same time, have you looked at the rotation? Like, if it's about just getting better, and the holiday stuff to me, power's the difference, right? Yep. Don't you need power bats? Because paying for them in free agency is impossible.
You need lots of it.
And by all accounts, Willits is going to be a stud. He said it in his interviews last night. I'm working to develop my power. Maybe that's a factor of being 17. I don't know.
Could be.
George is in Alabama. George, what'd you think of the pick?
Well, so first I just wanted to say, JP, being that you guys are awesome, and I listen to you a bunch. But I think you're missing the mark a little bit here.
Explain.
Willits, I know he was the, like, I guess, surprise for the TV people. But mock drafts online, like, had him up there.
He was like a top three, top five guy.
I mean, Fangraphs had him as their guy at one, but which I'm kind of, you know, I prefer Eric Loggenhagen and his team. Their team's pretty good. And I know ESPN, Kylie McDaniel, I think his name. He also had him at, I think, one, at least in the conversation. But where you guys are, I know you talked about the bonuses. The guy they took in the third round, Landon Harmon, it's a high school pitcher, committed to Mississippi State. He was projected to go, like, late first round, and they got him in the third. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about those bonus differences. So the slot value at three, like, in the third round with an after picking at 80, I mean, that was, like, $2 million. His ask would probably be around three. So that money that you're saving with Willits is basically, like, trading back in the NFL.
So – I hear that, and that's really interesting. But doesn't that confirm that money was part of the pick with the first overall pick?
Sure, but I think when we're talking
about
money,
not necessarily saying it's the wrong move.
So in other words, if they had signed Jackson Holliday, let's just go here for a little speculation.
Yeah.
If Jackson Holliday is a better talent right now, he's a better player, and you say, no, we got to spend too much money on him, so let's take the lesser player so we can spend more money later. To me, that don't make sense. I want the best player that I'm going to be picking first.
I mean, I understand where you guys are coming from. I just think it is the same way you think about a trade back in the NFL or the NBA. Like, how are you going to cure the most talent?
I got you. But, George, my counter to that would be, if you have the number one pick, don't trade back. Get the best player. Like,
if
you had the number one player and you traded back, guess what you're going to get? A haul. They didn't get a haul.
Well, so I think what you're going to see today is they're going to target a couple more high school right-handers who are definitely going to go over slot. Ethan Petrie, their second rounder, is probably also an overslot guy. And I understand the argument for not trading back. I think kind of some perspective is Holiday probably would not have gone top five last year, would probably not have gone top five 2 years ago. This has been considered a pretty low quality top of the draft.
MLB.com in their mock had two different guys said it was going to be Cade Anderson. They had Holiday going fourth to the Rockies, which is what ended up happening, and then Willett's going fifth to the Cardinals. Obviously, he's an elite prospect. He's in the conversation at number one. Nobody's denying that. I just think at some point the truth, the reaction to the pick when everybody's saying it's a stunner is still a stunner.
Yeah, I get that. I think that, you know, we're talking about, I guess, different people's perspectives right here.
Sure.
Because
it's inexact science, for sure.
At least the people who are on the TV, those aren't the draft guys. I don't know if you were watching ESPN. Kyler McDaniels, their year-round prospect evaluator, he wasn't surprised. It's the people who, you know, they're the talking heads, the ESPN guys who do the broadcast and stuff. They were surprised, maybe. But I think the people who have really been studying this year-round, that there was not a ton of surprise. Like I'm saying, FanGraphs, they had Willits at number one.
All right.
And
George, we got to run. We're very late. Times. It's a good call, though. I appreciate the perspective.
That was sitting second in was a draft analyst.
Right.
Thank you, George. Really a TV guy. The other guys have been on TV, and all of them were managers in the league and this and the other. I don't think that just because they're on TV talking that they're just talking heads.
Right.
They have experience in what they're doing.
Or that they're not friends with scouts and GMs and guys that build rosters and text and talk with them
all
the time.
We'll see. I mean.
I do not pretend.
We will see.
Yeah. I do not pretend to be an MLB draft expert, period. Nor do I pretend to be a garage door expert. But I know the folks with my garage door are the best. Door Pro America. I was at the beach for a week. We had to let some people come in and out of the house a couple times. You know what I could do? Open my garage door from the beach. It couldn't be easier. They're based locally, and Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. It's not just new garage doors. If you just need a repair, maintenance, something like that, they can do it all. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with the Door Pro Advantage membership, which gives you annual maintenance to keep everything on track and keep that garage door from getting loud and squeaky. Plus, if you call right now, $60 off any repair or a tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. It has changed my house. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit DoorProAmerica.com. And make sure you tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.